I'm good, thanks, and you?
I'm good. You're speaking to Gwen. I won't take much of your time, man. Just 5 minutes.
You don't understand how overwhelmed I
I'm so sorry. It must be like
No, no, no.
I'm so
I'm
sorry, man.
joking. No, please. I mean it in the purest of ways. I'm truly overwhelmed.
I'm guessing you didn't expect the crowd to be so loud and to just overwhelm you and like overpower you even in that
Yes,
moment.
but also this now, the day after, because you think, okay, we're done, you're going home, and then you wake up in the morning and your phone is just, you know.
Going off.
Yeah, I'm shaking as I'm speaking to you, but let me let you speak.
No, man, I won't even keep you for long. I understand, but like you're saying, it's been overwhelming. But just, I just want you us to just touch on the fact that some of the fans are even saying, Khuri, you must just go on tour with the Springboks, you
Yeah.
But would you consider it, though? Like, would you join the bus? Would you?
Of course I would. It would be such an honor, you know. I mean, even just every time I get invited to come and do the anthem, it's such a privilege and such an honor. It's something that I do with so much pride and care. So if you to get invited by or to be suggested, recommended to sing for the best rugby team in the world. That is a it's a big it's really a huge endorsement, and I just appreciate the sentiment from the fans.
And just on the day itself when you were singing, what was that? How did that feel when you were singing the national anthem in the crowd and you just hearing the crowd backing you up?
So you understand that when you are singing, you're not singing your own song, right? You're singing a song that belongs to the nation, each and every one of us. This is our song. So, you know, one handles it with that respect and tries to give it all the respect that it deserves. And when you see people singing along with it just gives you so much more just like it. And to now even be able to hear them sing with you, because obviously when you are wearing the earpiece, you can't really hear the crowd. So when I remove the earpiece and you hear them singing along with you, it is the most magical experience that one can ever have.
And with and when you took that decision to like let the crowd finish it off, like what made you say, hey, let me give it to them?
So previously, when I performed an anthem for Loftus, I experienced that vibrancy of the crowd, you know. So yesterday, it only made sense, especially with what the country is going through, where we've been, and how South Africans are always so ready to connect. We are always so ready to connect with each other. You know, when you're a South African, you're traveling overseas, and you hear someone say any word, Yastuan or Yasizulu, you just want to hug them like they're your brother or your sister. So I think it's just allowing that kind of moment to come through. And it's so beautiful how everybody, they don't even miss a beat. I think that's what struck me about it when I thought about it today. So, you know, typical South Africans, when there's an opportunity to connect, they take it without hesitation.
Yeah, and just a final question, just in general. But what did that moment yesterday and today in the morning, in this morning when you were getting all these calls, what does it mean for you?
It is really a great honor, like I said. Not something that I take lightly. You know, performing the anthem, like I say, for me, is something that I take so seriously because, like I say, it's not my song. When you sing it, you represent every single person who's a citizen of the country. So to get, I'm shaking as I'm speaking, to get so many people, even the ones overseas, saying thank you, because a lot of people are saying thank you, I'm truly honored. Truly honored. And I also feel like I should extend my gratitude to the crowd, because I think it's the crowd that made the moment what it is. So I also want to really extend my gratitude and thanks to all the South Africans for making the moment what it was.
No, thank you so much, Katie, for speaking to me. Just briefly.